This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protests continue in the U.S. and around the world against racism and police brutality. In the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., thousands of demonstrators once again streamed into the city as well as other major U.S. cities. Saturday's demonstrations came the same day George Floyd, the man at the center of the latest outrage, was remembered in his North Carolina hometown by mourners who waited out hours for a glimpse of his golden coffin. Wearing masks and calling for police reform, protesters peacefully marched nationwide and on four other continents. Collectively, they may have been the largest one-day mobilization since Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. Following frequent episodes of violence, the crowds in the U.S. have shifted to a calmer tenor in recent days. Tensions between the White House and Pentagon have stretched to a near breaking point over President Trump's threat to use military force against street protests triggered by George Floyd's death. Friction in this relationship historically is not unusual, but in recent days, and for the second time in Mr. Trump's term, it has raised the prospect of high-level resignations and the risk of lasting damage to the military's reputation. It may return, both in the crisis over Floyd's death and in the Pentagon, and leaders' angst over Mr. Trump's threats to use federal troops to put down protesters, but it could also leave residue of resentment and unease about the president's approach to the military. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler Saturday ordered the city's police to stop using a common type of tear gas, except as a last resort in life-threatening situations, making it one of several cities that started restricting law enforcement tactics in response to widespread protests over the killing of George Floyd. Wheeler said he shares community concerns about the use of CS gas. This is VOA News. The world is quickly approaching another COVID-19 milestone, being just shy of 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections is more than 6.8 million. The U.S. has more than 1.9 million cases, but global health leaders are raising concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries and now sits at number 2 for the number of infections and number 3 in deaths. The city council in Las Cruces, New Mexico, has moved to ditch a proposal to impose misdemeanor penalties for people not wearing face masks inside businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. The council has decided to instead hold a special meeting Monday to consider a resolution that would only encourage people to wear face coverings as a way to curb the spread of the virus. City officials say in a statement that the council prefers voluntary compliance over enforcement, and it doesn't want the effort to be punitive. New Mexico state officials reported 129 additional COVID-19 cases Saturday, with 5 more deaths. Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has backed a ceasefire in Libya starting Monday after Egypt's president announced the move after talks in Cairo. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi met with General Haftar and the head of the Libyan House of Representatives and called for a ceasefire beginning Monday, June 8th. Egypt's initiative is based on the respect of all international resolutions and calls for a ceasefire beginning at 6 a.m. Monday local time, in addition to the withdrawal of all foreign mercenaries from the entire country and the dismantling of all militias to allow the Libyan army and the security forces to exert control. Haftar, speaking at a news conference alongside Sisi, backed Egypt's ceasefire call and urged the Egyptian president to use his influence to oblige Turkey to withdraw mercenaries it has sent to Libya. He says Turkey's military intervention in Libya has increased polarization both among Libyans and among countries which are involved in a conflict and have opposing interests. A re-energized tropical storm, Cristobal, advanced toward the U.S. Gulf Coast Saturday, spawning a tornado in Florida and bringing the heavy rains that already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Cristobal's maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour and is forecast to close in on the U.S. Gulf Coast by Sunday night. The storm already made its presence felt Saturday evening, spawning a tornado that touched down near downtown Orlando, Florida. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.